This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 433 for Tuesday, June 14th. I'm Phil Franz Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Tuesday morning, seeing a modest correction after recent losses. Canola up $6.90 in the July contract at $1,094.10 per ton. New crop November up $11.30 at $1,039.90. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures provided some spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil holding steady overnight. Continued weakness in the Canadian dollar, which has lost over 2 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week, added to the firm tone. More rains in Manitoba are causing delays for the already late crops in that province, although moisture in Alberta and Saskatchewan is welcomed. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat both moved lower. Soybeans were due for a correction after yesterday's losses, with turnaround Tuesday speculative buying behind much of the early activity. July soybeans up 8 cents at $17.15 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was 88% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the average for this time of year. Quality ratings came in at 70% good to excellent, up 8 points from this time last year. Corn futures, meanwhile, are mostly lower, down 8 cents in July at $7.61 per bushel. Corn seeding across the U.S. was 97% complete, with emergence at 88%. Quality ratings did dip 1 point in the good-to-excellent category, now at 72%, but that's still above average. The USDA announced private export sales of 148,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning, with the majority to be delivered during the current marketing year. Wheat, it's lower as seasonal harvest pressure starts to be felt. Chicago down 17 cents in the July contract at $10.53 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in the July contract at $11.47 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 11 cents in July at $12.10 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is 10% complete in the latest report. That's only 2 points off the average, with forecasts looking favorable for good progress over the next week. Meanwhile, the U.S. spring wheat crop was 94% seeded. That's still off the 99% average. The crop was rated 54% good to excellent. That's well above the 37% reading at the same time last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workinson. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.